Welcome to Complainers Corner Podcast, where telling the truth is not being negative. My name is Courtney T, and I will be your illustrious host. Now, you're probably thinking, what is Complainers Corner? And that's a great question. I mean, I couldn't think of a better one myself. Complainers Corner is a podcast dedicated to telling the truth, even when it comes off as negative. It's also about mental health and mental wellness. Now, when I'm talking about mental health, I'm not talking about a specific mental illness, but rather a state of being. You can have a mental illness and your mental state be in a good place. And on the flip side of that, you cannot have a mental illness and just be in a really bad place mentally. So again, it's kind of like when you think about your regular health. You can have diabetes or hypertension and could be working on being better and through your daily practices be in a good spot. And you cannot have a particular condition but be going through it because you don't take care of yourself. It's all about how you nurture and maintain your health. And it's the same thing with mental health. Now, a lot of our episodes will center around the Black experience because as a Black woman, it is important to me to expand the conversation and do my part to remove stigma. However, at the core of it, most of our content should be relatable to a wide array of people. And some of our topics will include Black masculinity, grief, Black trauma, depression, and religion, just to name a few. The ultimate goal here is to inspire people, even if it's just one person, to start their healing journey or at least start to consider how they can improve and grow as a person. Now, I understand how this can sound a little flowery and beautiful and, you know, love and light and positive energy, but I want to make it clear that we are dedicated to telling the truth even when the truth is ugly. I am not a person who believes in positivity all of the time. Life can be bleeped up. And sometimes people should have the liberty to be able to say that. Period. Again, our slogan here is telling the truth is not being negative. Just because I'm telling you what's going on with me does not mean I'm being negative or I'm being a Debbie Downer. Maybe my life is being a Debbie Downer to me. Like, you don't know my life. You know what I'm saying? So that's the purpose of this podcast. Now, that leads me to our disclaimer. While we put a lot, I'm saying we, like, it's just me, y'all. But while I put a lot of thought into consideration into the topics that I discuss and the information that I give out, I want this to be known that this podcast is not created in any shape, form, or fashion to be a replacement for therapy or to serve as individual clinical advice. Please consult a mental health professional when thinking about your unique care needs. If you need assistance in your therapy process and you don't know where to start, go check out our Therapy 101 episode, and this will give you the building blocks you need to get started. In that episode, we're discussing the different types of therapists, the types of therapy, red flags to look for, and some questions that you need to be asking when looking for the right fit for you. Okay? Now that that's out the way, let me tell you about me, because you're probably thinking like, okay, now I know what the podcast is about, some of the topics, but why should I listen to you? And again, you're asking a lot of great questions today, you know? So let me tell you a little bit more about me so that you can really understand why I decided to make this podcast and what it means to me. Because in order for you to understand where I'm going, you have to understand where I've been. So go on and get some snacks, get you a little drinky drink, because it might be a little lengthy, but trust me, it's going to be worth it. So leg out. So it all started in 2002. No, I'm playing, but really it all started in 2018. I look back on that year as a pivotal moment in my life because that's when everything shifted for me, and that's kind of how I ended up here in the MSW program. But before I get a little bit too ahead of myself, let me just start back at 2018. So that was the year that I graduated from college. I got my bachelor's degree in hospitality management. And before that time, I worked in the hospitality field, and I even worked in like restaurants and kitchens for 3 years after I graduated, or four. I don't know. Time is weird now. But, you know, I was like a personal chef. I worked in fine dining. I worked at Applebee's. I worked at Cheesecake Factory for like 3 days. That's a long, short story. But, you know, like I had an abundance of experience. So when I graduated from college in 2018, that was such a difficult point in my life for multiple reasons. One, everybody always talks about the positives that comes with graduation. Like, oh, you're graduating, you're done, you're about to go into the real world. Like, you worked so hard, you should be excited. And even when I hear those statements now, I can hear the positives because graduation is a good thing. But it's just like being in the real world is not all, it ain't all that. Like, it's not what y'all made it out to be. Like, girl, it's bills, responsibilities, like goals, things that I have to actually work for out there. And the thought of that scared me because for the first time in my life at that point, I didn't have a next step. I didn't have a next step. I didn't have a backup plan. I had no sense of what I wanted to do. And I had never felt like that before, because you have to think from kindergarten all the way up until your college graduation, people are kind of telling you like what you should be doing, what your next step should be. And you can think about what you want to do in the sense of, okay, this is a school, you know, the topics that I want to study. These are the hobbies I want to do, extracurriculars. But once you graduate, baby, you on your own. You got to think about what you want your life to be. And while that can be exciting, it can also be crippling, because if I fail, baby, that's on me. Like, I can't even blame nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I was just having a hard time because what I did on a day-to-day basis, the people that I hung out with, what I occupied my time with had to change. And I didn't even have enough forethought in school to think about what I want to do when I graduated. And I remember vividly, like, in the line going into like the little ceremony, you know, where they gave you a little book that ain't got nothing in it because you got to wait for your diploma. I was talking to one of my friends, and I was literally in line at graduation having an existential life crisis. Like, I'm 21, 22 at the time, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with my life? What are we going to do now? Like, do you know what you're going to do tomorrow? Like, do you got a job? Like, what's going on? And I was really, if I'm being honest, I like to say telling the truth is not being negative, but in that moment I was giving very much so Debbie Downer. And so to my friend, he know who he is, that was in line with me at graduation, I apologize, because he had worked so hard to get to that point, and he's trying to like revel in the moment of it, and I'm over here like about to pass out. So like that was one of the major things. But on the flip side of that coin, after graduation and being out of college was the first time that I actually had to sit and deal with my problems, like my emotional problems. Because I have always been so busy, I never really gave myself the opportunity to think that I might actually have some issues that I needed to work on. Growing up, I had issues with abandonment, not feeling wanted, and just feeling kind of like an outcast from my family that I never really dealt with. And when I wanted to go to a certain college when I got out of high school, but my family couldn't afford it, so I had to stay home. And when I was a freshman in high school, I had a lot of changes and shifts and things going on that when I graduated from high school, or not even, yeah, not when I graduated from high school, but when I finished my freshman, my freshman year, that summer, I had even attempted suicide. So all of these things happened, and at no point in time did I allow myself to really air out, to breathe, and to think about the things that happened to me, why I was feeling that way. I just kind of forced myself to keep moving because, you know, life doesn't change. It doesn't stop for anybody. So I thought that, you know, why should it stop for me? When I was in culinary school, before I even got to Eastern for college, My mom had a scare with cancer, and it was just so many things. I just felt so alone, like so many things were happening. So when I crossed that stage on graduation, all of these problems and experiences and issues that I was having kind of flooded me all at once, and that made me feel super, 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 super overwhelmed. And so after graduation, I wasn't really doing anything. I was still working at Texas Roadhouse at the time. From hindsight, I can see that I was heading into a depression at that point. And that was also around the time that I started smoking weed. I remember getting super high off some edibles on graduation night, and literally, edibles are the devil. Stay clear. But I remember getting super high, and ever since then, instead of, again, having to be forced to think about my feelings and what I was doing, I kind of used getting high as a form of escapism, like, you know, just not trying to deal with it. And so I did that throughout the summer. I was working, serving. I started taking vacations. But then around, let's say, like July, August, I couldn't keep running anymore. I was always in a depressed mood. I was like smoking almost every single day, smoking or taking or eating an edible like at least once a day. I was crying all of the time. And I when I tell you guys I was crying, I mean, I was crying. If I was on my way to work, I was crying. If I was sitting in the house, I was crying. If I'm about to like go out to hang out with my friends, like but I put this makeup on my face, but I'm in the car trying to, like, you know how you crying a lot or you feel yourself about to cry, so you tilt your head back so the tears won't stream down your face, like, and I'm trying to preserve my makeup because I'm about to leave, but I can't stop crying. Like, it was that bad. And I noticed that if I went a few days without smoking, then that feeling would get, that depression that I was having was getting even worse. I like to do stuff. Like, I like new experiences, but at that time I didn't even have enough energy to, you know, explore. Like, it could be nice and sunny outside, but I'm laying in my bed with my blanket over my window so the sun won't get in and, you know, bother me. Like, it was really getting bad. Like, piles of stuff is accumulating in my room because I don't have enough energy to clean up. And I remember I was on my way to work, and I was listening to this podcast called The Read. Now, Kid Fury and Crystal, if you guys are listening to this, I absolutely love y'all. I don't know why y'all would listen to my podcast, but hey, y'all, you know, it was called The Read by Kid Fury and Crystal, and I absolutely love them. And they were talking about their personal journeys with therapy, and I didn't necessarily believe in therapy, but it kind of seemed like a weird thing. And, you know, I'm Black, so I was like, Black people don't do that. I'm just being honest. I'm like, that's kind of weird. Like, why would I just go to some random person and tell them my business? Even though I was the type of person that would tell other people to do it, like, I'm very weird. So they were just talking about their journeys, and they were so casual about it. I was like, maybe I should look into it, because if it can help them, and they seem like, you know, everyday people, they kind of seem like me, why can't I get the same, you know, benefits out of it? And to be honest, at that point, how I was feeling, I was just like, even if this lady don't help me, at least I'm gonna get it off my chest, because anything has to be better than crying every single day, like feeling alone, not feeling like you have help. And I just didn't feel like I could open up and, you know, really tell somebody how I feel. And it wasn't like I didn't have people at that time where I can do that. But if you don't believe it, then the options aren't available, if that makes sense. Like, people can tell you all day, whenever you need me, I'm here for you. But if you don't truly believe that they're going to be there for you, you're not going to say anything. And I know, because that's how I was. So at that point, I decided to start looking into therapy. I went on the Therapy for Black Girls website. And, you know, when you go to find a therapist, there are not all winners. So, again, listen to our Therapy 101 episode to show you what to look for and how to find a therapist. But I finally found one. And that I liked and that was going to be helpful for me for that point in my journey. And I remember the very first session that I went to, as soon as I sat down on that couch, I started crying, y'all. I mean, bawling. First of all, it was a consultation meeting, meaning you're going in to talk to each other to see what you need. And if you two feel like, you know, y'all can really work together to help you with your needs. So I'm not supposed to be crying like I was, but I was in there boo-hooing. I feel like she had to buy extra tissues for my appointments for the first few, because baby, it was guaranteed that I was crying. It got to the point that when I got a little further into my journey, I would be like, hey, I didn't cry today. And that was like progress. So I started going to therapy and, you know, getting myself together. And I had to confront a lot of the issues that I was dealing with that I decided weren't a problem, or it was a problem. I was just trying not to acknowledge it, like issues that I had with some abandonment issues with my parents, issues that I had around my self-esteem that caused me to do some things in college that don't represent me, my values, or what I believe in. But because my self-esteem was so low at that point, I was trying to chase a feeling or chase some external validation. And so in order to do that, I ended up doing myself dirtier for a fleeting feeling, if you know what I'm saying. And so I really had to just sit with myself and confront all of those things. Now, I'm glossing over it like, oh, you know, I did this and then I was cool. But I want y'all to know that therapy is not always a flowers, roses, and daisy situation. You can't just go to one therapy session and expect to be better. Good mental health and therapy is a process. It's not a conversation. It's not one particular session. It takes a while, and you won't see the effects or the real work of it until like something really random happens. And then you think like, oh, wow, the way I reacted this time is significantly different from how I reacted before. So, and I'm at that point now because. Just a quick recap, you know, I went to therapy in 2018, like that late summer, almost at the end of the year. I started going consistently. On top of going to therapy too, I did cultivate my own spiritual practices in relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I implore you guys to also find your own set of spiritual beliefs. I will always tell people Jesus is the way to go, but that's a decision that you have to make for yourself. I also went on a self-love journey and started like dating myself. I went to New York for a solo vacation for Afropunk Festival. I started going to the movies, going out to dinner, and just really getting to know myself. Because once you know yourself, people can't tell you about you. And once you love and cherish who you are, there's just certain things and certain behaviors that you won't engage in certain ways that you won't allow people to treat you because you know your value. So after I did all of those things, I kind of started to see the progression in my growth. I had to have a lot of difficult conversations with some of the people that I loved. And the way that I knew therapy worked was in 2021, which was last year, but I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but in June of 2021, my grandmother passed away. Rest in peace to Cherie Talley, truly iconic, a legend. I am, because she was, I love her to death, but she passed away. And that was a hard death for me to digest. And I love my grandma. I love her now. Sometimes it's weird thinking about the fact that she's gone, but while that was such a difficult and an emotionally turbulent time in my life, I can also see the beauty that came out of her death. Like during that time, me and my dad, I feel, were able to really bond and come together in a way that we hadn't been able to before. And I attributed it like a large portion of our progress to the fact that I was able to really be vulnerable and allow him to be there for me. Because for so long I was in that, oh, I'm independent. I don't need no help. I don't need nobody, you know, trying to do this and do that, to the point where even though I would be struggling, dying inside, I still wasn't about to ask nobody to help me out or to do anything. So because I had those conversations in therapy, and because, you know, we had already laid the groundwork for our relationship with having those different conversations with the help of my therapist when we needed each other the most, because that was his mother, I just had room and space in my heart to allow those moments to happen. And I also was able to lean on one of my really close friends, who I absolutely adore, and just fall apart at the seams. Like, when I tell y'all, she had to help pick me up and put me back together. She had to help pick me up and put me back together. And I just remember, like, y'all, it was so bad. I remember my friends, we all met up to go out to eat. And they were asking me how I was doing. And I was in the middle of a Mexican restaurant crying, like, over the margaritas. It was so bad, but they did not judge me for it. And that's when I knew, like, the work that I was doing in therapy was working, because I'm kind of crying now. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, I've always been a crier, but the fact that I was able to say, hey, I need help. I'm struggling. I'm drowning. I need some assistance, and really be in a space to be open to getting that from people. I didn't feel alone anymore. I don't feel alone now. I'm not saying that if you start going to therapy tomorrow that you're going to be better. I'm not saying that's going to be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, because I don't know the personal, you know, situations or problems that you're seeking help therapy for. But I can tell you, when you seek healing, you will find it. And so that's why I want to do this podcast. Just how Kid Fury and Crystal were able to help me to go on this journey and to really better myself. I want to be able to do that, even if it's just one person. Even if you listen to a half, 10 minutes of an episode and decide, you know what, maybe I should go and see what this person is talking about and really to get healing, I would say that this is a good job. So this podcast isn't just for us to sit and talk about random topics and to throw it away. I really want you guys to think about what I say and invest in yourself so that you can see the profits and the fruits of the labor that is self-healing in a healing journey. I'm not telling you these things because I've read it. People told me about it in school. I done the research, even though research is important. You can't just be giving handoff, you know, random advice to people. But I'm telling you that this works because I know for a fact. Now, when it comes to healing, y'all, don't think just because you've had all of these revelations and all of these things, you're not going to mess up or you're not going to be in a bad place anymore. Because healing is not linear. It's just a random dot plot chart of ups and downs. But when you go through those downs, you'll be able to get through them in a way that you've never imagined before. Like I said, 2021 was arguably one of the worst years of my life. But even though it was that, I can also see the positives and the growth, so much so that objectively, it was the worst year of my life. But when I say it, I can't even really say that and mean it, you know, because I have support. I have people who love me, who care about me. And I know that no matter what, I'm going to be okay. And so I want that for you guys too. Let me stop, you know, telling you my business and crying, because that's weird. Y'all can't see me, but I'm literally in the middle of one of those student libraries at my school. And I know somebody will look in here. They're going to be like, is she crying in the dark? Because I got the light off. So yes, thank you guys for listening to my story. I hope that it inspires you to continue to listen. And if it does, I will see you again. Like I said, we're going to start tackling some mental health topics.
The very next episode after this one is going to be our therapy 101 episode to show you what to look for, questions to ask. And it's also going to give you some resources because, again, I know that therapy is not cheap. And even if you can't afford therapy, guys, just keep on listening so that by the time that you can, you'll at least have some notes or things that you want to talk about with your therapist to help get you going. And again, before I close this out, this is not meant to be clinical advice in any shape, form, or fashion. Please consult a licensed mental health professional when thinking about your personal care needs. I love you guys, and I know you're like, how she love me, but she don't even know me. I love you. I love everybody. Now, whether I like you, that's a different topic. But I love y'all, and I will see y'all or hear from y'all. Or y'all go hear from me. I don't know. I'll hear from y'all soon. Until next time, take care of yourself.